Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Megan Lindsay, who you will recognize from The Voice, but who you will be able to see this weekend at the Capitol 4th celebration for the 4th of July. Megan, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
How excited are you to come to D.C.? I mean, have you ever performed here before?
I've performed in D.C., but not like this. I'm really excited. I'm excited for the opportunity and just to be in D.C. for the 4th. Like, I can't imagine how insane that must be. So it's exciting to be a part of it, and it's obviously a total honor. So I'm excited.
Where in D.C. did you perform before?
You know what? I don't know. I know I've been through there on a radio tour, and I've done some things around that area, maybe
right
outside of D.C. But
what are you going to be feeling when you step out there and you see a lawn full of red, white, and blue clad guests, and then you turn around and the Capitol's going to be behind you? What's going to be going through your mind?
I don't know, man. That is just crazy. It's definitely a bucket list moment. And I mean, I don't even know what that'll be like. I just think it's just such an honor and really, like, a dream true, you know, for me. It's definitely one of those things you're like, okay, yeah, let me write that down. I did that.
Oh, no big deal. I just played at the National Mall. No big deal.
exactly.
Did you grow up listening to any of these people, you know, because you have some legends on stage with you. You got Barry Manilow, you got, you know, Casey and Sunshine Band, Alabama. I mean, did you grow up listening to any of these folks?
Well, of course, all of it. You know, I mean, my parents, obviously, I listened to Alabama a lot growing up. I grew up in southern Louisiana, New Orleans area. So Casey and the Sunshine Band, Barry Manilow, I listened to all of that stuff growing up. I had a good musical background between the two of my parents. I listened to a lot of different stuff, and so I've been a huge fan of all those people. So it's exciting.
Will there be any certain songs there that you'll be tapping your feet to, you know, backstage?
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe anything. I feel like anything Alabama plays, I'll probably know. So
they had so many hits. But hey, you're a little talent yourself here, and a lot of people, it might be, you know, a little pinch yourself moment considering all the bands that you just listed. But there'll be some people coming to see you too. That's got to be a little crazy too. You know, people that watched you on The Voice. How much has that show, you know, done for you in your career?
Oh, it's been so awesome. I was in a country duo called Steel Magnolia for a long time, and so I feel like it's really cool to finally, you know, be on the other side of that, and for people to look at me as a solo act and to want to come see me, you know, as myself. And so that part's really exciting to me. I think, it's just all very surreal and really just awesome. The experience with the show has been, it was just a really great experience. And I feel like it really, you know, helped re-energize my career, and I have a new fan base now. And so it's all just been so positive and amazing.
What's the key? I mean, you mentioned that fan base. What's the key to keeping them, you know, engaged with your career? Is it social media? I mean, you guys have a lot of avenues that, you know, artists used to not have. But
oh, yeah.
How do you make sure that you hold on to that years after the show's off the air?
I think much about engaging your fans and constant contact, you know. At these days with social media, just the way everything is going, you know, I just try to stay in touch on social media. I try to put out, you know, videos and stuff quite often. And I think it's about the urgency of it too, you know, coming off the show. I think you have to get something as quickly as possible, because if people want right then, you know, and they want to hear your new stuff. And so I've just been working really hard on getting my EP finished, and that'll be out really soon, within the next, you know, few weeks.
What's that one called?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still working on that.
That's a great title. I'm not sure yet.
It's a great title. I'll just write one, that one.
Well, you know, can you tell us a little bit about the music?
Is there what? I'm
a
sorry.
Little bit of hint. I mean, you might not know the title, but a little hint about, you know, what the music's like on the album?
It's very, you know, it's very soulful. It's definitely a departure from what I've been doing, which has been the mainstream country thing.
Right.
You know, obviously, I still write from that place. I still write songs that are very descriptive in stories, but you know, I think that this is more in the soulful pop vein, and it's exciting. It's fun to do something a little bit different, and I've kind of always had that element to my voice, that soulful edge. So it's really not very much different as far as my voice and songs go. It's more on the production end of it, but it's exciting.
Awesome. And I know we're kind of up against the window here. So before we go, if you had to, I mean, you mentioned that you grew up with a lot of country, but now you're putting out a little soul here, so you're showing a little range. If you had to name one soul artist and one country artist that influenced you, who would it be, you think?
Oh, soul, I'd say Aretha, for sure.
she hasn't
influenced, really.
Oh, yeah, she came on here a couple weeks ago when she was in town at the Strathmore, and she was so great.
Awesome. I bet she's got some good stories.
She's probably forgotten more stories than you and I can remember already.
Probably, exactly. I'd say Aretha on the soul side, and then, I don't know, maybe Dolly Parton probably on the country side, for sure.
You can't go wrong with those two. So, hey, best of luck. Best of luck on the Capitol 4th. We're happy to have you here. And take a few minutes when you're standing on stage to look around and pinch yourself a little bit, all right?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, cool. Thanks.